Setting the bar stories. Kelly, this is...
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Now, look, you've seen medications warn you, like, not to operate heavy machinery under the influence, things like that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. This is a setting the bar story. You'll find out why. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting the translation wrong and warning us about tractors and syrup, you're doing okay.
Tractors and syrup?
Yeah, so someone posted a label from a bottle of pancake syrup. Now, this pancake syrup is from the United Arab Emirates, and there's Arabic on the label, right? And it's also translated into English. And so it says there's a warning on the back, and it says do not freeze and keep away from tractor and sun.
Keep away from tractor and sun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, people a little confused.
Yes.
There is an explanation, though, because I guess it's supposed to say keep away from heat, not tractors. But the difference between those words, apparently in Arabic, is one small dot.
Oh, wow.
So when they...
easy mistake.
Yeah. So when they translated it to English, they thought it translated to tractor.
They misread a little bit. Oh, that's sweet,
so
though.
Could you imagine...
But
if a product,
honestly, though, it's solid advice still, though. I don't think you want your syrup anywhere near your tractor. It feels like that's going to get it all goopy.
Well,
right?
Or if you operated a tractor while under the influence of pancakes.
Right.
That might be a special type of warning there for you.
Okay.
So anyways, just a little lighthearted setting the bar this morning.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, but if you can manage to make it through the day without getting the translation wrong and then warning everyone about the dangers of tractors and syrup, then you're doing okay.
Well, better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know?
All right, there you go. That's your State of the Bar story.